But I know it's tough to judge because it's just one day, but the fact that you have a lot of kids out, obviously I heard some of the numbers, but just give us your overall assessment.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously dealing with the numbers we are is a good sign, you know, in terms of the direction we're headed. Players we've got coming back, you know, we feel like they're right on page, and our incoming sophomore class is very strong, and we're looking to move several of those kids to the varsity group as the week progresses.
There's always a lot of question marks coming in, and let's start with you. What are your question marks? We'll start on the offensive side of the ball, if any.
Well, I think the offensive line is probably our biggest question mark. Figuring out who those guys are going to be as we graduated four of our five starters a year ago. So we're going to have a lot of new faces there. Same thing on the defensive line, just sorting things out up front and relying on some of our younger players to come through.
As far as the guy that you return on the offensive line, who is that?
Jacob Harshberger. Jacob's going to be a senior, 6'2", 225. You know, good hard-nosed player that is going to probably see time on both sides of the ball.
Okay. Quarterback-wise, you're returning quarterback?
Yes, Kellen Newton comes back. 6'5", 195-pound senior. You know, broke the school record for passing yards a year ago, and obviously his strength and our offense is built around his capabilities.
You know, you've obviously, you know, you've been there a few years now. I know, you know, what you guys ran at Elk City, pretty much the same thing here. Your offense is obviously based around your quarterback, and you've had some really good ones over the last few years.
Well, we've been fortunate. You know, we've gone from running quarterbacks to throwing quarterbacks and combination guys, and everything we do offensively is built around their strengths, and it's not a set playbook year to year. It's built around what those quarterbacks are capable of.
Your offense has been known, if you look at some of your scores from the last few years, you've been known to put up a lot of points. You're a high-octane attack. Do you see anything hindering that this year?
Well, I don't think we have a single big-time threat. I think we've got a lot of good kids that work hard, but in terms of top-end speed, agility, just game-breaker type of players, I don't think we have that. We've got more depth at the skill positions across the board than we've had in the 4 years I've been here. But as far as playmaker type of guys that you can pitch it too short and they can go 80, right now it doesn't look like we possess that. So that'll pose a challenge.
All right, defensively, what are you expecting? Some big names. You have some big names on that side of the ball?
Well, you know, I use Jacob Harshberger again, Emmanuel Galloway in the secondary, Austin Savage, Ryan Lomas, some kids coming back in our senior group that played big for us a year ago. We just simply got to get better on that side of the ball, and it looks like we will be, not just personnel, but as far as coaching staff, made some changes there. It's proven to make a difference so far.
You guys can't start hitting officially, obviously, until Thursday, but what do you want to see from your guys up until that point?
Well, it's just a learning. You know, when you start to implement what we do, we stay very basic and gradually bring new stuff to our kids. Our kids had seen it in camp and some sessions over the course of the summer. So we're gonna review all those concepts again, teaching it slow here. Hopefully our kids that have seen it before are executing at a higher level and with greater effort. And, you know, you're anxious to get that out of the way for what Thursday brings, and really where you separate the men from the boys. And men are essentially kids that are ready for competition on a Friday night varsity game. So even though a kid can move and do certain things, until we get those pads on, we don't know how they're going to react to the contact phase of the game. So we look forward to what Thursday, Friday, Saturday bring, and that's really going to give us an opportunity to start setting a depth chart and figuring out who we can count on as varsity players.